He was basically everything associated with the race club, a foreman, project manager, and was involved in the construction of the grandstand on track in the 1980s. Sean, it must be an emotional time for you, your first cup without Vin.
Yeah, very emotional. And, you know, they've redone the track here this year, so to bring it back from Seymour and to be here without him this year has been very emotional.
Has it made it more challenging or maybe a little bit easier to try and blend back going to the Kilmore Cup with no fans this year?
Well, yeah, probably a little bit easier easing into it just with sponsors and board members. So probably a little bit easier, made it a little bit easier for the family. And, you know, it's a timely rained nicely before the race. So he was there giving us a little bit of inspiration from above. So, yeah, it was fantastic.
Sean, tell us a bit about your dad. He obviously had a very long-standing role and commitment to the Kilmore Racing Club. Tell us a bit about your old man, Vin.
Yeah, look, he's lived his life in construction, always been in construction. He moved here in 1985 and completed the grandstand construction here on course, and evidently settled in the town, met a beautiful lady here, married her, and then became a member, and then a member of the board. So, you know, it's been fantastic just to have that journey. Just having that sporting commitment that's gone along. He's been a member of the cricket club and associated with the golf club and played pool in the town. So, you know, it's pretty special that, you know, he's been able to have that journey and combine two things that he loved in his life, which was construction and horse racing.
Well, Sean, it sounded like he was a very community-minded person, and obviously being involved with the racing club for that long, you're probably like a lot of children of committee men and volunteers. They get dragged along to the races all the time, so I'm sure the club holds a special place in your heart as well, but also having a race named after your father must be pretty special as well.
Oh, yeah, very special. And back the winner of the race, so that makes it even more special. So it was a $30 winner. So, you know, the first memorial race that, you know, that you can do that is fantastic. And he dragged me along in 1985 when he built the grandstand. So I was only about 12 years old. So, you know, I followed him around most of my life with that. You know, it's a great inspiration to me and my family, but also very character building in the way that, you know, he's portrayed his future and given direction to me in my life. So, yeah, it's been fantastic, you know.
It's interesting. I was talking to Amanda Elliott some months ago about her father, Ian Bales, and how that generation of people in the community, Sean, always had a very strong civic duty. They were either in the Rotary Club or the Lions Club and all that sort of stuff. And you reeled off a lot of the things that your dad was involved with in the Kilmore community just a couple of minutes ago. There was a stronger sense of community in your dad's generation, wasn't there?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Look, you know, in those days, very, I suppose, specific in their era, where we did have that opportunity to follow our parents in those commitments that they had in their life. And, you know, times have changed a little bit, but I consider myself very lucky now, looking back, that I did have that opportunity to go to a lot of racetracks around Victoria. Yeah, I've been to most racetracks around Victoria, so, and also to follow him in his sporting life, where, you know, the friendships he's created has just been enormous. So, and that's evident here today in his memory here.
Sean, what makes
the truck? So,
sorry to cut you off then, Sean. What makes Kilmore special and unique?
Oh, just it's a community just not far outside of Melbourne. So it's really got that country feel, but very close to the city. But also a very small community, and you know, everyone likes to get involved, and there's a lot of friendships here that is very hard to find in our modern day society. So you know, it's very humbling just to be involved in that or a part of that.
Sean, thanks for having a chat on what was no doubt a very emotional day, the first Kilmore Cup since the passing of your father, Vin, an absolute legend.
Yeah, fantastic. Thanks for the opportunity to speak on his behalf. And, you know, it's very humbling. And, we really appreciate it from all of the Loader family.
Sean Loader there from Kilmore on the back of what was a tough day for the family, but it's nice to see the club acknowledge his father and lovely to see him find the winner at 30.
Yeah, we should have got him on before
well,
the
that's
race.
Right. His dad sounded like a real town. And it was interesting. And you probably would know this too, Megs, from where your folks and your grandparents, and because you've got so many generations up there on the farm, there was an enormous civic sense of duty from... my dad was on the Rotary Club and the Lions Club. I mean, he was the town GP.
Yeah.
But he was also at meetings twice a week for the Rotary to work out, you know, how they're going to raise money to put that down footpath down in Smith Street or something like that. So it was... And it would have been really difficult... of all the things we think about with the difficulties of the lockout and COVID, to have a race named in your father's honour, but to not be able to be on the track, so that would have been a really tough thing for the Loader family, no
but
doubt.
But as he said, it almost softened the blow a little bit, a softly approach, and maybe easing them back in to try and get over that. So obviously a tough day, but nice that they have acknowledged him, and lovely that he did find the winner as a nice tribute. Amazing how many times racing can dish up those sort of stories.